independent thinking, unrestricted opinions. You're tuned in to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Josh Beard filling in for Joel Blank. Joel's at a friend's father's funeral. Good to have Joel to be there for his buddy. A real reason we had you on, obviously we needed a co-host to do the show with. We already mentioned the JB part, which is a criteria for the show. But also, one of the biggest variables of why you're co-hosting today is I am winless in the four-week history of Who Said It. It's actually 5 weeks, but we didn't count last week because it was a triple threat, and Paul Gallant played along. So I actually tied Joel.
Yeah, but you still didn't win.
Yeah, I didn't win.
So tie's not a win.
So I'm defeated in the history of Who Said It. And the reason that we had you on today is because it's Friday.
Yeah.
It's the 2 o'clock segment, which is the Who Said It segment. And I felt that the best chance of me ever getting a victory in Who Said It was to have you on. So that's a big reason of why you're on the show today.
The problem is I watch ESPN 97.5 on Twitch all the time. Like, that's my thing. When I'm sitting at home in my robe with my undershirt
that's
and my
boxers,
I watch 97.5 on Twitch because I love all you guys. Like, you got some of the best shows that I've ever heard, legitimately. John and Lance are great. I think Vanessa and Paul are awesome. Joel is incredible. The guys in the afternoon are awesome.
Jeremy,
everybody,
you're so screwed.
Everybody's very good.
Listen to Josh try to get more hours at the station.
It's just whoever's making decisions here is just very smart.
Well, I didn't know any of this, so now I feel a lot less confident.
I'm also really forgetful. So, like,
that's good.
You might have a chance.
That's good. Okay. Let's get to our very first. So the game's play. We have five quotes. Brendan will read them to us. We can't pick the same answer twice.
Okay.
I'll let you go first because I'm a gentleman and a scholar, and because you're new to the show, an age over beauty, that I'll allow you to go first. Now, so you get the first pick. I'll pick second. Can't have duplicate answers in the same round.
Yeah.
Okay. Easy enough. I don't think I need to really explain any further than that, unless, Brendan, you think I missed something.
No. All right. Quote number one from the week. Nobody knows what a hyphen does.
All right, you're up first.
Oh, man.
No one knows what a hyphen does.
Okay, here's the problem.
What a hyphen does, by the way?
I do know what a hyphen does. I also know what a super hyphen does, funny enough. And that's a real thing. You can Google that later.
Super hyphen.
You had to Google.
Oh, you can't be on Twitch right now, by the way.
Oh,
face down, because
no,
they'll help you.
That's my lifeblood.
Yeah. No, they
can
they
I
help
phone
you.
A friend?
No,
what's happening?
Yeah, I see you trying to get some answers.
I didn't even
over
think
there.
About it.
Yeah,
I promise.
That upside down.
That's what I used to tell my teachers when they'd find my crib sheets. Okay. I have the quote one more time.
Nobody knows what a hyphen
can
does.
I get the etymology of the word hyphen? I'm just kidding. No. I'm going to say that was Lance.
Okay, I'm pretty confident that this was in this. I feel like this question's in my wheelhouse, if you will. But I can't remember which of the three said it. Oh, man. I feel like I know you're wrong, by the way. So you're not going to have the leg up. This is a great opportunity for me
very confident
to take
now.
The early lead in this. No one knows what a hyphen does anymore. I know.
This is tough because I also thought my second choice was somebody from the wheelhouse, and I think
I shouldn't say who I'm between with because if I get it wrong, I'm going to sound like an idiot. But I'm between Brad and Jake. I'm going to go with Brad Kellner.
No one knows what a hyphen does. You have a counting issue.
Dang
it! Doesn't matter what issue I have. I'm right.
I had the early opportunity to take the lead, and it was down to one or two candidates, and I blew a great opportunity. I'm off to a terrible start.
Jake was my second choice, so I'm very, very upset about that.
The confidence of Jeremy's, you're wrong, by the way.
Well, I knew he was wrong. I knew he was wrong.
That's whatever.
Man,
fine.
You were definitely wrong, and I was in the wheelhouse, but I'm still tied.
You were also definitely wrong.
I was. You're right. I was. I'll own it. All right, number two.
All right, quote number two. My mom told people I'm a player.
What a line. My mom told people I'm a player. I feel like there's a certain level of age that needs to be here. Like, I don't see Granato or Lance saying that. Vanessa, I don't think, would say that. New to the lineup, so they're candidates this week. Paul, I could see Paul saying something like that. Any of the wheelhouse, you know, still very much involved in that conversation. Patrick Creighton, probably not. I'm going to go with Paul Gallant. I'm going with Paul Gallant.
Cody Stutes.
All right, number two.
My mom just randomly told some people that I am a player. What is that? Mom?
I remember that conversation, so I'm very mad that that wasn't first. And, Brendan, I need you to know that I'm very upset with you.
I'll
right
be honest.
Now.
I was, like, a little hesitant to put this one in here because I thought it was too obvious. But I was just hopeful that you guys would struggle.
Even if
I didn't hear that on the air. I just felt that that was a Paul Gallant
yeah,
line.
Even if I hadn't heard it, I would have guessed Paul anyway. Because that's just, like, it's kind of like he's complaining about something, but also trying to talk himself up at the same time.
That is also a very weird thing for a mother to say about their son, right?
No, like, I don't think so.
Is it not?
Because I think it's kind of a bit true. Like, it's a little...
No, I don't think it's inaccurate at all.
Yeah, so I think she's just being honest about her... Moms have to be honest about her son. Let's not pretend
they
like Paul's not a player. Yeah, no. They right. do. They do. To their friends, they do. That's the lifeblood where they complain, right?
No, sometimes, though, when you're talking about your kid, usually you get the very best stuff. Like, you get the top 10% of stuff
right.
when you're bragging about your children. I don't think that that's in Paul's top 10%.
I guess, like, Paul's mom just be like, oh, yeah, my son's a player. Yeah, he just, it's girl to girl all the time. I'm Mrs. Gallant.
All right.
Apparently, that's how Mrs. Gallant.
Yeah, that's
like.
What she sounds like.
All right, number three.
Higher pitch ball.
Number three, the Super Bowl was not played well, coached well, or officiated well.
And I'm first on this one.
Yeah.
This is down between two. I didn't hear this one.
Me either.
I'm going John Granato. I'm going. Yeah, no. Can I do final answer?
You can take it back. I think, Jeremy, is that fair to you?
This one's Lance.
Sure.
This one's Lance. I take it back. This was Lance.
You sure it wasn't John Granato?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. No. I wasn't picking Granato yet.
Give him Granato.
So you said Lance.
Yeah.
It was not played well, executed well.
Coached well or officiated well.
Played well. You said Lance, huh? I don't think that would be John. I'm going to go Cody Stutes.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Thanks.
This was not a well-played game.
Oh,
this was
PC.
Not a well-coached game. And this was certainly not a well-officiated.
That is a Patrick Creighton thing.
Yeah, but you know where Brendan deeked us? Was
the
pacing. Yeah, the cadence. You deeked us with the cadence. Absolutely. Like, you said it kind of quick, whereas Patrick Creighton had, like, the dramatic pregnant pauses.
Well, if I gave you the cadence, it would have been...
I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I'm saying where it threw us off.
I need you to do an exact replica voice for each of these quotes, or this game is rigged against me.
If I gave the pace, much like I thought the Paul Gallant quote was too easy, that would have also been...
I'm not saying you should have given us the pace. I'm just saying it's where it threw us off. But,
yeah.
Hey, but defense...
It was good.
Defense is good here with a 1-0 lead. 1-0 through three. I see victory in sight. Number four, I'm leading this off.
All right, number four, when I first moved here, I was surprised I didn't see anybody on horses.
So that means it took somebody to move here. Granato's been here so long, you wouldn't say that. Lance has been here so long, you wouldn't say that. Paul did move here. Vanessa did move here. Jake, New Yorker. So, I mean, New Yorker... would have that thought. Cody's been in Houston his whole life, so he wouldn't say that. BK's a Texan as well, so he wouldn't say that. I'm going to say Vanessa Richardson.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go with Jake.
Did I clinch it?
I mean, I remember when I first moved
I
here.
Oh!
I was surprised by the fact that I didn't see anybody on horses.
He killed us. He killed us with the double Paul. I've heard Paul say that before, but I didn't think he'd choose two Paul quotes. I've known Paul for so long, and I've heard him say that multiple times. I'm so mad at myself.
Oh, that's
now.
A bad miss. I've done back-to-back before.
Yeah.
In fact,
dang it.
I considered going with
that's
three
a good
Paul
move.
Quotes
yeah,
today.
That's a good move. I've heard him say that exact thing, and I was like, nah, it can't be. We just did a Paul one. I'm an idiot.
It's terrible game theory. Three Pauls and 1 5-quote edition of who said it?
I mean,
Are you telling us a little something there?
Number five.
Okay.
You think Kirk Cousins is a horse turd quarterback? But the stats say he's more consistent than Deshaun Watson.
Ooh. This sound, just the thought process, this sounds like a Cody Stutes take. I'm going Cody.
Yeah, Cody, I don't think likes Kirk Cousins enough to say that. I think it came from the morning show. It sounds like a morning show type of comment. You think Kirk Cousins... Say it again for me one more time, Brendan. I mean, I'm trying to lock up my first ever victory here. This is critical for me.
You think Kirk Cousins is a horse turd quarterback, but the stats say he's more consistent than Deshaun Watson.
I'm torn on the morning, guys. I'm going to go torn between Granato and Lance Zierlein. I'm going to go I'm going to go LZ.
Kirk Cousins, you think he's a horse turd quarterback, yes. And then you look at all the data.
I couldn't triple down on Lance
is,
three times in a row. I couldn't
this
do
is
it.
More consistent than Deshaun Watson.
That from the bench with Lance Zierlein and John Grananto. Yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah,
there's an asterisk. Asterisk. Major so, asterisk.
Love that we had you on the show today.
Guy,
you can take the next 45 minutes off.
This is awful.
This was the appeal to have you on the show, at least in my
opinion.
Thanks
for having me on, everybody. Bye. I'll see you later.
This is great. I'm the interim champion. Who said it?
I can never show my face in this town again.
Yeah, you mean the fact you could beat me in this, it's over. The losing streak's over.
This
Ofer. Oh, he was Ofer.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
That's a great point. I didn't think about that.
You know Joel's not going to accept this when he comes back, right? He's not going to accept this victory.
Well, this is the best thing that ever happened to this segment, is the fact that I won. It has now made me the interim champion of Who Said It. Joel is the champion of Who Said It. So next Friday, February 25th, Joel Blank v. Jeremy Branham on the marquee, the champion versus the interim champion going toe-to-toe for the championship. I mean, this is the best thing that ever happened to the segment.
Yes, So you're saying I'm the best thing that's ever happened to the show? Is essentially what you're saying. So I'll take that.
In a roundabout way.
I'll take that. I'll take that asterisk, just like your win has that asterisk next to it.
The fact that you're a loser is the best thing that ever happened to this show.
Wow, so we're just throwing. Okay, fine. That's fine. My mom says that I'm a very nice person. Thank you very much.
Just throw me all the flowers. 713-780-ESPN. Interim champion of Who Said It right here. 713-780-3776. When we come back, idiots run college football. We'll get into it next. Killer Bees. ESPN 97.5. ESPN 92.5. It's a seller.